Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. I'm also joined by my co-host, Luckett Pires, in our studios at www.goforgold.lk. We have a long session today because there's plenty of cricket with three T20 World Cup games for the women's version being played in England yesterday. Let's start off very quickly at Leeds at Headingley, where the Aussie girls completely outplayed Bangladesh by 9 wickets. The Bangladeshis were put into bat 77 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Nigar Sultana made 27 and Ritu Moni 16. The bowling for the Aussies, Kim Garth 2 for 18, Sophie Molenex 2 for 14 as well. Elsa Perry got among the wickets. She took 2 for 14, Annabella Sutherland 1 for 8, and of course Georgia Warren 1 for 6. The Aussies get to the target in the 10th over, 78 for 1. Georgia Wall, who opened the batting for Australia, made 45 unbeaten runs. Elsa Perry was also unbeaten on 19. Only Marufa Akhtar got among the wickets, 1 for 28. But let's face it, 77 is not a very good score in this version of the game. But we also had another game followed after this game at Headingley at Leeds. This is also Group A, where India's completely outplayed Netherlands by 95 runs. The Indians were put into bat. They made 209 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. Smriti Mandhana 74, Shafali Varma 55, and Richa Ghosh unbeaten on 20. For the Dutch, it was Irish Willing 1 for 41, expensive. Heather Sledgers 1 for 31, and Caroline took 2 for 32. The Dutch learning curve pulled out in the 18th over for just 114 runs. Skipper Brett Lee made 28, Heather Sledgers 21, and Sturkalis 18. As far as the bowling was concerned, let's face it that India used their spinners quite a bit. Charini took 4 for 18, Shafali Varma spinned her arm over yesterday, 3 for 20, and Nandini Sharma 2 for 22. That's a one-sided game as well. Then, of course, we did have a much more stiffer game at Edgbaston because three T20 games were played yesterday. South Africa got the better of the Pakistanis by 2 wickets. Pakistan 126 for 9. Fatima Sana top scored with 55 and Tuba Hassan made 23. Marizon cap for South Africa took 3 for 23 and the Proteas got to the target in just 17 overs. They'll only regret that they lost 8 wickets in the process. 127 for 8 to be precise. Annemarie Derrickson made 52, Nandini de Klerk 37, and for Pakistan it was Tuna Iqbal 3 for 26, Fatima Sana very miserly as usual 3 for 16, and Tuba Hassan took 2 for 28. We just got one game in the T20 World Cup coming up today. That's a Group B game to be played at Edgbaston. West Indies will play against Scotland. Right now, let's go down. We have got a very interesting A version competition being played here in Sri Lanka, the Tri Nation, where India, Sri Lanka, and Afghanistan are taking part. Yesterday was a very interesting game from Dambulal. Read those scores first. India versus Afghanistan A. The Indians won it by 101 runs. Big thump there for the Afghans. India batting first, 319 for 9. Priyanesh Arya, 59. Tilak Varma, the captain, made 58. Kumar Kushgara, the wicketkeeper, got among the runs yesterday. Good to see him bat well. He made 58. And Surya Wanshi got among the runs, 39. For Afghanistan, Dawud Zai, 2 for 74. Abdullah Ahmad Zai, 2 for 62. And Farmanullah Saif chipped in with 2 for 62 as well. Right, the Afghans sadly were bowled out for 218 runs. Faisal Shindoza, 46, and Badshah, 57. The Indian bowlers, Nishant Sindhu, 4 for 31, and Yash Thakur took 2 for 48. The next game coming up in this Tri-Nation A team version is between Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, and that will be on Friday the 19th. Right, let me also have another success story. If you are an Indian fan, and I'm sure a lot of cricketers around the world are Indian fans. Well, the game between India and Afghanistan The second one-day international was concluded at Lucknow in India yesterday, and the Indians won this game by a big margin of 170 runs. India were put into bat and they made 401 runs, bowled out in the 50th over. That's a massive score. Shubman Gill, 154. Ishan Kishan, 125. Rohit Sharma, 48. And the Afghanistan bowlers really struggled. Rashid Khan, 3 for 48. He looked a little bit tight. And Nangolia, 4 for 76. But none of the other bowlers were impressive. And Afghanistan bowled out in the 45th over, I'm afraid, for just 232 runs. Rahmatullah Gubras made 42. Mind you, he got 100 in the first ODI, got among the runs yet again. And Reno Shah, 79. Look at the Indian bowling. Prince Yadav, 2 for 56. Washington Sundar, 1 for 24. Brar, who's pretty new to international cricket, took 3 for 60. And Arshad Singh, the opening bowler, who seems the ball pretty well, took 3 for 45. That's a great result from an Indian perspective. We also have one more result coming up. I'm actually two more results. In fact, we have a test match also to relay to you. Australia got the better of Bangladesh at Chattogram yesterday in the first T20. Aussies won by 4 wickets. Bangladesh, 131, bowled out in the 19th over. Saif Hasan made 20. Soumya Sarkar, 17. And Mehdi Hasan got among the runs. He got 20. For Australia, Adam Zampa took 3 wickets for 18. That is great. Joel Davis, 3 for 17. And Matt Renshaw took 2 for 26. The Aussies got to the target in just 18.2 overs. Apologies, 133 for 6. Cooper Connolly among the runs, 47. Tim David, 26. Matt Renshaw, 18. Nikhil Chaudhary also made 18. The bowling revolver run, a spinner called Sucklin, who took 2 for 32, well bowled. And of course, Fizz, he took 1 for 16. Mehdi Hasan, 1 for 29. And Rishabh Hussain, 1 for 26. Let me wrap up this cricket news, which is pretty long on our podcast today. That's because we have plenty of cricket news, obviously. The second test, Kennington Oval hosted New Zealand versus England yesterday at Stumps. The Kiwi boys, 281 for 7. Darrell Mitchell, 44. Rashin Ravindra, 33. Tom Blundell made 59. And Glenn Phillips is still at the wickets, batting on 49. So 281 for 7, New Zealand overnight. Sony Baker, 2 for 63. Jacob Bethel, 2 for 8. Pretty tight there. Geoffrey Archer, 1 for 56. Josh Tung, 1 for 74. And Matthew Fisher, 1 for 45. I also got two more results coming up. That's, of course, the school's rugby dialogue league today. Issy Pathana will be hosting Wesley, and they play the game. It's vice versa. Wesley will be hosting Issy Pathana at the Sugathadasa Stadium, and the kickoff is scheduled at 4:15. Right, FIFA World Cup news. The French have beaten Senegal by 3-1 at New Jersey. Norway got the better of the Iraq team by 4-1 at Boston. Argentina got the better of Algeria, 3-0 at Kansas City. And Austria got the better of Jordan. One-sided game there, 3-1. So that's about wraps up our podcast for today. We look forward to your company just again tomorrow at the same time. I know we've spent a long, long time with you. Plenty of sporting news. See you tomorrow. In the meantime, sit back, relax, spin you a couple of songs for your listening pleasure.